This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to No Such Standard. Out there in the word, are you? Always a pleasure to have you by my side. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, tonight is Kimberly Marin night. I'm sure she's all ginned up over what took place today and over the weekend. Shooting in a Waffle House. Why? I mean, heck, really? People lost their minds. But it's a gun issue, I'm sure. Let's not forget the van issue up there in Canada. I mean, that's always fun. Right, so what is it? Was it the van? Was it the guns? We have knives over there in Japan or wherever it was. England, I think it was. My God, soon, what's going to be left? We have to start eating with our fingers again. Which I don't mind. I do that anyway. I am Joe Messina, your host. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there on that website. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you were taught to be afraid of. And you don't have to be. Once you find out what they actually are. They won't tell you what they are. They won't. They just want to call you those names. Anyway, cops won't rule out terror in the van. Now, here's the thing. If you go by what they call terror, what the left calls terror, because, you know, they love to ride my case when some idiot goes to a Planned Parenthood and shoots the place up in the name of God. They want us to label him a terrorist. So why are we waiting to label this van driver a terrorist? I mean, the man drove it between 35 and 60 miles an hour. I'm hearing different reports. Went up on the sidewalk, not by accident. You know, they do that where I grew up in Boston, but it was to get around, not to kill anybody. Now, police in Toronto identified the suspect driver of the van that rammed into a crowd of pedestrians early Monday. They said they won't rule out terrorism as a possible motive. The vehicle was driven by Alec Minassian, 25, of Richmond Hill, North Toronto. He said he drove it into dozens of people, intentionally killing 10 of them and injuring another 15. So much for, you know, gun doing that kind of damage, right? We don't rule out anything, Toronto Police Service Chief Saunders said. Based on witness accounts, it's very clear that the action definitely looked deliberate. Looked deliberate. Let me see. Did they find the stuck gas pedal? How did he get up on the sidewalk? He had to jump the curb to get there. Vans just don't do that. And it's not like there's you know, little raceways that carry the van down the sidewalk. He had to drive it down the sidewalk, hitting people. What part of this might be an accident? Seriously. He drove for almost a mile. Again, unless there's a stuck gas pedal. I think this, I'm just guessing, I'm no expert. This was deliberate. I don't need to spend $2 million of government money to find out it was. After striking the pedestrians, the driver sped off. Witnesses said the driver was moving fast, appeared to be acting deliberately. Photos from the side of the collision showed people trying to help victims on the ground. Some were covered by sheets. A witness who identified himself as Nick said he was studying when he saw the truck. He said that he witnessed a few people pass away right in front of him as others were screaming. Alex Shaker, who witnessed the incident, said the van was speeding down the street before it mounted the curb and plowed into people. Yeah, I'm still trying to find the accident in here, or what would appear to be an accident. I'd like to find anything in here that doesn't appear to be terrorism. He started to go down the sidewalk and crumbling down people one by one. He just destroyed so many people's lives, every single thing that got in his way. Saunders asked for members of the public capable of helping to come forward, speak to law enforcement. They want to identify the victim and the van. I mean, seriously, you got all kinds of video. Why do you need people to come forward? You still have to have somebody come forward when you have somebody on camera doing something? God, just amazing. You know, and again, back to, I wonder what they do in London. If this happened in London, would they ban vans? Maybe during certain times of the day. Maybe we'll change the speed limit so they can't go so fast and kill anybody. It's just crazy. And then, did he get the Waffle House shooter? Now, he was arrested, I guess, the next day. Now, the kid had just stole a car before he got there. The man who possibly gunned down four people at the Waffle House restaurant was arrested Monday, just over an hour after the cops admitted he led police on a chase in a stolen BMW the day or days before the rampage. This guy's 29 years old. He, you know, it's amazing to think. I guess when he was in the Waffle House, there was another guy there. I can't think of the fellow's name. If he didn't jump in, there'd be more dead people. He is truly a hero, the other fellow that stopped the shooter to begin with. But he made a comment in one of the stories. I don't have it up in front of me. He made a comment in one of the stories. He said, look, if he was going to kill me, I was going to make him work for it. I thought that was a great line. Just don't bow your head and go out easily. Take something, some part of him with you. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Kimberly Wynn joins me on the other side of the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged and involved. Because you need to get engaged and involved. You do not know everything. Neither do I, but neither do you for sure. I do this all day. And I have fun at it, too. Well, sometimes I have fun at it. Sometimes I get really irritated with it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. And let me just bring her on because that's really the reason you tuned in. I know it is. Right? Kimberly Murray enjoys me. She does every week. I always have a lot of fun with her when she's on. We kind of kick it off, get things rolling. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
So we'll start off with this one. The vanning that happened in Canada today. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, between the vanning, the shooting, and the stabbing in London, We're going to have to go back to eating with our hands and taking horses. Although horses can be very dangerous, too, right?
Yeah, anything can be dangerous. I'm dangerous walking into doors. So, I hurt myself all the time.
Yeah. But today, with the banning, what I thought was really funny is they're trying to figure out whether it was an act of terrorism. And I'm thinking to myself, you jumped the curb after speeding down the street, doing almost twice the speed limit. You jumped the curb, mowed down people for over a mile. I don't know how you classify that as an accident. Am I missing something?
Well, it would definitely be domestic terrorism. But we don't know yet what the intent was of the killer, except to kill. Like, we don't know if there was something other behind that. So it's definitely an act of domestic terrorism, mass killing. If you're intentionally flooring people and killing them with a van, God.
Well, we haven't decided yet whether it's terrorism or just an accident. Yes, a mile, and that's what it's
doing,
right?
Even if his brakes didn't work, he has an emergency brake, and eventually would slow down. It's ridiculous. And the thing that they don't ever pay attention to, or they intentionally ignore, is not what people are using to commit these kind of horrifying crimes, but why? Why are people choosing to kill complete strangers?
No, I'm with you. Again, you can't approach it from a mental health issue. You can't approach it from an anger issue. It has to be the gun. So now what? Is it now the van, right? In London, it was the knives. Remember that?
Well, and they're trying to ban knives in London. They tried 10 years ago to do it. Knives have been a big issue in London for years after they banned firearms, because criminals were using knives to commit crimes. They're going to use whatever they can, because they know all the law-abiding citizens won't, because they can't.
Well, look, they're not. I agree with you. We're not going to stop this stuff by banning weapons, if you would, or whatever you want to call them. It's an issue of the heart. It's where people have come. It's the hate that's boiling up all over the world. And I love, look at what the DNC just did. Right, that's not just hate. That's stupidity at a whole different level. I don't think they really understand what they did by doing that. I really don't think.
Wait a minute. What stupid things did they do now? The lawsuit.
It'd be shorter to say what stupid thing didn't they do. I get that, but
yeah.
The lawsuit. Did he realize what they've opened up with the lawsuit? Do you think the attorney who did that is slapping himself in the head now, going, "Oh my God, I forgot about that."
Oh, the depositions and all.
Oh,
please. The information is going to be fabulous.
And what I like the most, though, here's the one that tickled me the best. Let's sue WikiLeaks, who is sitting on feet of papers. You know what I mean?
Right.
5 feet, 6 feet high, stack of papers on Hillary and the rest of them. When those start hitting, when those start dripping, they're not going to know what to do with themselves. Right? Because everything's public record in their mind, isn't it?
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's going to be quite interesting.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to enjoy myself immensely. I'm also enjoying you at the rally with that. I like that sign that you have. Scared of guns in New Hampshire? Move to Massachusetts.
Yeah. It wasn't my sign. It was someone else's, but I got a picture of it.
Oh,
they were behind all the NEA teachers who are pro-gun control.
These are teachers. You'd think they could figure this out by now, but I give up. I've given up on some of these things where I won't even say anything anymore because it won't do any good. It's falling on deaf ears, right? I mean, look at, did you follow the Waffle House story over the weekend?
Yes.
All right. The guy that grabbed the gun from him, that wrestled the gun away from the shooter.
James Shaw Jr.
What's that?
James Shaw Jr.
Thank you. So James Shaw had a line that I just love. He said, if he's going to kill me, I'm going to make him work for it.
Yeah.
I mean, if more people had, and I guess everybody deals differently in those situations, I get it. But there's one shooter, and if more people would take these guys on face-to-face, it'd be over.
Right. But, people are too busy running away. is what the problem is, and that's pretty much what they're told to do in these kind of situations because, you know, the people who don't want them to have firearms to protect themselves just say, duck and cover, or run, which, you know,
yeah, duck.
Is not always the best idea.
Yeah, listen, why don't you duck behind that upholstered thin plywood restaurant chair? You know, I'm sure that'll save your butt, no problem whatsoever. I don't know. Again, when you look at what's happening, we still got another gun walkout, gun safety, whatever the heck. They're encouraging these kids to walk off the classroom. This is what I love, walk off campus. And then they'll blame the school when something goes sideways, when really the only place they can keep them safe easier is on campus. Right?
Right.
And once they get off campus, they start going sideways. You know who's going to get the blame for the whole thing.
Of course. Of course. They. I was at a walkout on Friday morning when the kids were walking out. And some teacher, I saw a bunch of Second Amendment kids, and I said, hey, can I take your picture? And they're like, yeah, they were all psyched. And some teacher starts yelling at me, you can't take a picture of our kids without permission from our principal. I asked the kids, right? And so she went running to get the principal, and I'm like, I wasn't afraid of the principal when I was in high school. You think I'm going to be now?
Well, she may have you stay after school if she came out and found you. But, no, listen, we had a situation close to where I'm at. And it was a parent that was taking pictures of all the kids, right?
Yep.
And she was out there, and the teacher said, look, you can't take pictures of everybody without permission.
Right.
You can't just, you know, come on campus and start shooting shots.
Right.
And anyway, the long and the short of it was she started, instead of saying, okay, well, what do I need to do to make that happen? She starts cussing out the teachers and saying, I could do anything I want to do. There's still freedom of speech in this country. This is the same left loon that would do what to you and me? Shut us down in a heartbeat, right? We got to go for a quick break.
Course.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does all the time. And, I'm about ready to set her off here in a few minutes. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Oh, come on, that's good music. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen, at least it's not disco, for God's sakes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure. I just lost three listeners, I think. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just bring Kimberly Marin back in. Always a pleasure to have her with me, and she is definitely way too young to remember. Well, she probably remembers disco.
What's wrong with
not
disco?
Like I did. Oh, please. Please, really?
It's like yeah.
This disco and cauliflower should be on the same retired shelf. You know what I'm saying?
Are you talking Donna Summer? Am I right?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't
so.
Pull out the
don't
pull.
Oh God.
Come on, Donna.
What's up? Well, okay. So if there was 1,000 songs, we had 4 good ones. Really? They all sound the same.
No, they don't.
And after 3 drinks, they really all sound the same.
Dad, you're thinking of the 90s.
No. Did they have music in the 90s? I'm not so sure.
That's what they called it, but yeah.
Okay, so anyhow, no, I get the biggest kick out of that because sometimes people love the Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's not disco. I mean, that's real music.
That's not disco.
No.
Well, I don't know. That, but it's not disco.
Well, whoa, wait a minute. Yeah, they got horns, they got drums, they got guitars, bass, piano. It doesn't get much more musical than that, you know. I mean, disco you could have done out of a box, for God's sakes, with the drummers and stuff.
That's okay.
Yeah. All right. I'm not gonna win this one, so I'm not even gonna try. All right, so here's a morbid one for you. Former President George H.W. Bush has been hospitalized today after Barbara's funeral. How long is he going to be around?
That's very sad.
I mean, 70, what were they married, 73 years, 72 years, something like that?
73 years. I can't
wow.
even imagine being alive that long, never mind married that long.
Do you look at your husband and go, no, don't get excited. It ain't going to happen. No, but I mean, really, seriously, I mean, 73 years, she was, I think, 92, he's 93. They say he's like brokenhearted. I can imagine. I can only imagine. So this is a common story after people have been married this long for the husband or the wife to pass away shortly after the husband does.
Yeah, people were saying that over the weekend as well. They're like, oh, no, that probably means, you know, he's not going to be long for him either because he's going to be brokenhearted.
Mm-hmm. Home alone. They haven't been apart in forever.
Right.
You know?
Right, anyway. Yeah.
But just curious. I saw that in the news today and I went, wow, that's pretty sad. I had given it, I had thought about it, but I didn't know it would happen this fast where he'd end up hospitalized this fast. And he's not hospitalized for an actual sickness, if you would, you know, physical ailment. He's depressed and he's having a hard time. So our hearts and prayers go to him. Pneumonia.
Yeah, I thought he was actually sick.
It says, never mind. I give up.
Are you reading fake news again?
I am. Apparently, yeah. Oh, it's FAW news, not Fox News. I'm sorry. Never mind. It's all right. Oh God, I love some of this stuff. You know, when you go through these college stories, you go through those. Do you ever look through those and go make you feel better? Because you were never that stupid.
Yes, and that the internet wasn't there to show how stupid I was, if I was stupid.
Oh no, I've had younger people say to me, "Well, Dad, you guys did the same thing, or you know, you did the same thing, only it was a little different, but it was on the same level." I go, "No, no, no, tell me something in the 70s." That we shoved in our mouths and said, don't put this near your mouth because you'll die. You know, we didn't do stuff like that.
I don't get it. I honestly don't get it. I mean, usually guys do goofy, kind of dumb things, which is why women live longer. And you know what I mean? You see the videos where they're riding bicycles on some ledge or they're jumping over cars driving. But some of the things kids are doing now, I just don't understand.
No, I'm telling you, the one they used to love to do when I was a kid was they'd like to ride bikes off of roofs in the pools, right?
Oh, and you're going, yeah, my brothers jumped off the roof into the pool until they got caught.
Right. Oh, the balconies in the hotels, you know, the outside balconies that overlook the pool, they're two or three stories up. They never had the guts to do it from 10 stories up, but there was always, you know, a few stories up. And somebody wanted to jump, and you're like, oh, yeah, dude, go for it, right? I mean, the whole thing.
Exactly.
Because of how smart we are. it's surprising that any of us made it this long, seriously.
Well, right? And remember, we didn't have seat belts or...
Yeah, we made it. All right?
Yeah.
All right.
All these other rules and laws to try to keep us safe.
Yeah, my dad used to say at some point in time they're going to have to legislate common sense because people were getting really stupid. I think it happened a lot faster than even he thought it was going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So what's happening now in California, I don't know if you've been paying attention to this, but there's been a wave through the state where some of these cities and some of these counties are actually voting to go against the sanctuary state law, to not adhere to or fall in line with the sanctuary state law. I think it's wonderful, but what's happened after the first 8 or 9 wins, what's happened now, the union has kicked in, and they're busing people up, they're getting there early, they're having them fill, you know, all the front seats and all that, and I've always said the same thing. Here's the deal. If you truly, at City Hall, if you truly want to clean this mess up, you should say to every one of them, I'm sorry, is there anybody here illegally? Because if you're in this country without papers... And you're here legally, you don't have a say in this room today. You need to leave.
So,
right?
Well, that, you know, that just tells you something, though. It just shows you that unions aren't for Americans or legal immigrants. They are actively working against Americans and legal immigrants in this country by pushing that and working against the safety of Americans and legal immigrants. Often legal immigrants are living in neighborhoods where they're targeted by illegal immigrants. So the unions are completely working against everyone else, including especially their own members, by pushing sanctuary cities. It's insanity.
Yeah.
People need to get off their butts and stand up to the unions and just basically run them out of town.
Well, at one particular City Hall meeting, they actually had mariachi band there, and the mariachi band singers were calling the white people racists. And I'm thinking, it's what I've been saying all along. It's gotten to the point where they're so entitled, they feel so empowered and so secure that they're willing to do anything. They don't, they're calling us the racists. They're in this country illegally. They're taking advantage of our system that they can't have in their own corrupt city or country. And we're the bad guys. It's just amazing.
Isn't wow. It? Yeah, well, you know, I had a very good friend who I'm still friends with to this day who was from Europe and was white and was an illegal alien. How do you like that?
And
she's back in home country now and doing the right thing, but she overstayed her visa. So, you know, it's not based on skin color, kids. It's based on your status because you're here illegally. It doesn't matter the color of your skin.
Oh, no, hey. You try to tell people it's not. It is not. I don't care whether you're Hispanic or Asian or even Canadian for that matter. You come here illegally, you have no business staying. I don't care what you're running from. I don't care what you do it the right way. You go, you know, you go into the consulate. You go to the government. You go do what you need to do to be here legally and right. But they don't see it that way. They're running from what violence in their home cities. Well, why is it that we in this country, we fight our own violence? We fight people to be violent against us. They run. I don't get it.
Well, their government's more corrupt than ours in some cases, so I can kind of understand. But, yeah, it's not our responsibility to take everyone in and say, oh, well, don't worry, we'll take care of you. You're entitled to what the taxpayers pay in and earn. No, it shouldn't work that way at all.
No. No.
It wasn't like that way before. You had to come here and figure it out for yourself. And that's how it worked.
You couldn't be a burden on the country. Right?
No.
I mean, you just flat out couldn't be a burden on the country.
Nope.
Yeah, I love this
nope,
stuff.
Not at all.
I love this stuff. I think it's hilarious. I think it shows you that they only have one way of looking at things. They only have one way of caring about things. And that's it. They're not interested in what's right or wrong or what's going on. And here in California, it's even, well, as you already know, it's even worse here. Because they don't want to send, they don't care what you've done. They don't want to send you back. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. We are going to talk about the new California Bible law. It's not really a Bible law. We'll straighten it out and see what Kimberly thinks about it on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. How's Facebook working? I'm getting the red, yellow, flash.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You tiny brained whippers of other people's bottoms.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. This is not a time warp. I'm serious. I don't even know. This is a whole alternate universe. And if you want to see what this country would look like, by the way, you're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. I'm Joe Messina, your host. If you want to see what this country would really look like if Dems had total control, just look at California. Seriously. You've still got high unemployment employment rates. You still have high homeless rates. Okay, you've got taxes that are out of control. You're being taxed on gas, taxed on mileage soon. Now you can't buy, you may not be able to. I won't say you can't. I don't want to overdo this. But you might not be able to buy Bibles in this state soon. Kimberly Marin joins me to discuss. I sent her the article. We've been talking about this off and on. I think all of last week we talked about this. Because if you think about this, you think about what they've actually done here. They're telling adults now, that, and not by telling the adult, but by telling the doctor if they do this, they can get fined. But they're telling an adult who may have same-sex attraction, who don't want it, who don't feel like it's the right thing, who doesn't want it as part of their life, if they want to go get psychiatric care for it, it's now illegal. You can't do it. Kimberly, I sent you the article. Are you done throwing up yet?
I think it's outrageous that the government is banning something that is a choice of people. No one's forcing adults to make that choice. They are just offering this if adults want to make this choice. And I think it's disgusting that they're essentially banning books and banning people from getting some type of help that they think might help them.
So here's the thing. I'm going to tell you how sneaky they are in California. You got to give credit to where credit's due, right? So they put it under the Consumer Protection Act. And the reason they did the bill under the Consumer Protection Act is because conversion therapy doesn't work. It's been proved that it doesn't work. At least they say that, right? Now, they're lumping conversion therapy into everything. So, you know, you and I talked about it before. You get duct taped in a chair, they pray over you, they beat you up with holy water, and you're supposed to be fixed, right? That doesn't work. We know that. But they had people there that were saying, hey, listen, I went to counseling. I didn't want the same-sex attraction. I've come out of counseling. I'm married, happily married, have 3 kids, some 8 years, some 6 years. You know, they had a bunch of witnesses come up and talk to it. And one attorney for the bill came up and said, if you don't vote for this bill, basically, what you're saying is that we have sick people. The gays and lesbians and transgenders are sick people, and you can fix it with counseling. That it's a mental illness, and that's not right, and it's not fair. And I'm going, wow. Look at how that went down, though. Think about it.
Yep.
Credit. They're good, Kim.
I know they are. They use emotions. They use emotions and feelings to pass bad legislation and infringe upon your freedoms. They don't use actual statistics or facts because that would make too much sense and they wouldn't get their legislation passed. That they do that everywhere. They do that every time they're trying to pass ridiculous legislation. And you know what? We could do it too. But the thing is, for good stuff. But they do it every single time, and that's one of the problems with this is they do lump it into conversion therapy, which seems pretty horrifying. They lump it in with that as if everything's the same, but then they're going to deny people who really want to just maybe talk to someone or work through some issues. They're going to deny people the access to do that. How is that good? No one's forcing anyone.
They're taking the rights of an adult away from them. They have to protect you against you being stupid or something. I don't know. You know, it's funny how they're never stupid. It's always us that are the ignorant ones. But there's no religious carve-out. And I think I was telling you during the break is that if you go to, maybe the church is having a weekend retreat on dealing with your real sexuality, right? And you go there, maybe the retreat's $25, all materials and food included. That would be legal if you had books and pamphlets and such there on, you know, dealing with your sexuality, if you would. If you go there for free, though, if the church doesn't charge you, and you buy those books, that's illegal. Now,
so they're banning books.
Basically, well, books, booklets, paraphernalia, brochures, and didn't the church have to buy those books to get them there to begin with?
Yeah. Yep.
So they've locked this down to where it's going to be almost impossible. And a friend of ours by the name of Walt Heyer, I call him my double transgender buddy, he's written a book because he went from male to female back to male again. And it's very, very interesting in that whole walk with that. But, I mean, he would not be able to sell that book in this state. If he comes here for some kind of meeting, and he's sitting at a table selling his book, they could shut it down, take the books, and fine him for doing it.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
Wow. See, and you know, what they're doing is they're putting everyone who's in the LGBT community, they're lumping them all into one circle and saying they all fit into this one circle, you know, one circular peg into one circle. But in reality, everybody's different, and people come and have different aspects, and people have different life experiences, and some people might want to talk to someone or get that kind of help or maybe just check it out, but they're making it so they can't do it.
Well, they're taking your rights away. They do this. Look, This state is doing that with that, with guns, mandatory vaccines. I mean, this is really becoming, you know, these loons up and down the state that scream, you know, Nazi, Nazi, Nazi to everybody else don't realize they're the real Nazis.
Yep. Yeah. They're behaving exactly like what they say they hate.
They should go look up fascism and see what fascism really is.
They don't understand what it is, because then they would see themselves in the dictionary.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't. You're giving them credit for having a brain. So I sent you a flyer, and I did it on purpose just to make you a little crazy. And a little crazier, I guess, in your case. So they want the California Veterans Act, I guess is what it's called. The city of Upland is considering joining, you know, Jeff Sessions' lawsuit against California. So they've got these flyers where they want ICE out of the city. So they want the police, they want the federal government not to do their job. They want them out of the city. And I thought this was really funny, and I sent it to you and didn't say anything to you. And you looked at it, and the first thing you said to me was what?
It's all unions.
100% union-supported, money-supported, and that union who gets money from taxpayer, you know, police, fire, school board, you know, schools and stuff like
that's taxpayer
money.
Members.
Yep.
That's
never
ridiculous.
Stops. It never stopped. But I'm going to say the same thing about Californians that I say about people in Baltimore and Chicago and other places like that. You deserve it. You keep voting them in. You deserve it. It's all yours. You need to own it. Right?
Yep. No, we get what we deserve, right?
Get off your butt and go vote or shut up. It's really, for me, it's really that easy.
And I think it's funny that they're calling it, they say in the beginning of this flyer, it says, defend against the Trump forces of hate. This has been going on. You're not supposed to have sanctuary cities. That's against federal law. You're illegal. Aliens who are committing crimes are the ones that are getting deported, not regular citizens who, even though they shouldn't be here either, they're acting like these are all little innocent angels.
So,
and meanwhile, some of these people are committing crime after crime, killing people, raping people, molesting children, and they lump all the good people in with these.
Yeah, it really is interesting watching what's going down, and they are trying to cover for everybody. They're trying to make, you know, somebody said this, I was listening to a news broadcast today, and they were talking about how much time we spend on these sexual orientation laws. And the funny thing about it is, not that anybody should be disrespected or treated badly or bullied, but here we are spending a majority of our legislative time on transgender, gay, and lesbian, or sexual orientation, or non-sexual orientation, or whatever, on laws and bills that really don't move the country forward, right?
No, because California has been moving backwards for a very long time. I mean, you have, what, the highest, biggest economy in the country, one of the biggest economies in the world, and yet you have the highest percentage of poverty in the country? Really?
Oh, God, don't get me started. What are we, 16? We make up 16 or 17% of the population of these United States, but we account for almost 31% of welfare. How does that work?
How does that work? And also, the homeless population is the highest
control
in the country, isn't it?
Yep. Yes, it is. Yeah. Next to Colorado.
You know, it might be too late, but people in California, I suggest you wake up, because your country is regressing. It's not progressing.
No.
With progressives, it's regressing, because that's what progressivism actually does.
Yeah. Right. Well, I think they should go to Venezuela and take lessons and then decide what they want. Hey, quickly, tell people where they can find you.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, GraniteGrock.com, and on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
I thought she said cunt Twitter, but anyway. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far, a lot more coming up. We're going to talk about students who were shocked that Obama sent troops to the border. But it was different. You'll find out why on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute.